wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Well, I'm in the middle of a very weird situation. I don't know what's called. I might be getting an emergency phone call.
Oh.
A jazz festival melting down that I'm no longer a part of. Apparently, jazz there's a big festival. Show. And, Paul's calling me. One second.
Put him on the air.
Hello. Hey, Paul. Hey, how you doing? Hey. Should I be? Yeah, Lyle. Should I be coming down? Yep. 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 Yeah, I'll come take a look. I'll come down. Okay, yeah, I'll come down. Yep, no problem. I'll be there. Yep. Yep. Okay, bye. Well, that just happened again. I'm sorry. I don't know if... Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Oh, fuck.
Is that old guy kills someone at this festival? Someone's hanging?
The new guy started screaming at people and stuff, apparently, and it's the big hall with, like, not maybe 500 people, and I'm not doing the sound anymore, and I'm not on the board anymore, and this is a very huge event, and, yeah, I don't know what to do. I think I have to go and help him. Okay. I'm sorry about this, but what are you guys doing tomorrow or in an hour? Could be a good story, but I just got a message right before I came on and they're like, it's going bad. And he just started yelling at everyone. They tried to get an old guy to replace me.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a concert tonight? It's like
a concert is on right now. And the main act is on the stage in 37 minutes. The opening band is on right now.
Okay.
So
yeah, I'm free tomorrow night. I was gonna maybe go to work tomorrow night, but I can go during the day, probably
day or afternoon or later on. I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm probably gonna be there for a bit tonight.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's all good.
It's kind of funny, but you guys can do it without me and talk for a bit and get some, like, get 15 minutes and put whatever you can of this on, and like do 10 minutes to do a 10 minute funny episode.
Yeah, I've got a segment that Brent could chime in on.
Do it and then just be like, well, Trevor just left and then just have a talk.
No, this is on. This is on the air right now.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm going to leave.
Okay. Trevor off to save the day, as usual. Have you seen the Minecraft movie, Brent?
No. I know about the movie theater destruction.
That's frick. So... Yeah, I guess for those who don't know, there's like certain scenes in the movie, one in particular, where I guess kids go crazy and yell at the theater and throw popcorn everywhere. And so there was a kid. I don't know what kind. It's an internet kid, somebody who spends too much time on the internet. But then my kid knew all about it. He's like, yeah, did you hear? This is it's virus. It's going on. This is what's happening. It's a virus. I was like, you mean viral? So you could sort of, and I just saw like one screen of it, that this is a scene where people go nuts, and we're in the Dolphin Theater. Let me tell you, packed out, even though the movie came out last week there. And so you could sort of sense there's some rowdiness up front, like older people too, like early 20s, which is extra pathetic in my opinion. And so it gets to sort of the scene that I know it's going to, and I see phones go on and the recording light go on. I'm like, seriously, you guys? Oh God, this is so lame. Yeah, and then like these young adults started going nuts during the scene. And then you know what the people in the crowd did?
Booed them?
No, they kind of like, they laughed and like almost encouraged that behavior. Ugh. So cringy.
Yeah, it's over.
So embarrassed. Now, I remember like good times in the Dolphin Theater, the old Dolphin Theater. Godzilla, 1998, P. Diddy soundtrack. some people were talking, and this old guy just had enough, and he just stood up and just started screaming, "Shut up! Shut up!" I wish I was that. And you know, I call him old. He's probably my age. He's probably 39, you know? I wish I was that old guy. He did, you know? There's not enough of those people who've just had it up to here, you know? People are not going to, you know, end up on a viral video being the old person confronting the young people and ending up on TikTok, right? You know, dealing with that. So, I just stood there and took it and let the people in the crowd sort of encourage them. And, you know, you got overworked and underpaid people working at the movie theater cleaning up. And it's not like it's like fellow kids who get it. Like the guy cleaning up is probably like 50 years old. Like, you guys really going to make him sweep this popcorn up? Ugh. Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah. You know, I have a soft spot for movies, like in a theater, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good barometer of where your society is.
Yeah.
Can you behave?
Back in our day, we had a little thing called Dark Knight Returns where the viral thing going around was someone opened fire onto the crowd with an assault rifle. That's how things used to go. Killed about 8 or 10 people there.
That was so, isolated.
One theater in Colorado. Yeah, I guess. So. I guess to some extent, maybe the kids these days are a little bit more all right, but
No, that's no one. One shooting versus all of that shootings way. Yeah.
And someone like, unless you're willing to really,
would you rather? Yeah. So would you rather take the odds that you're like the one theater in the world to see your movie with a shooting, or no, it's going to be filled with people filming themselves, adults filming and throwing popcorn and making a mess?
I might take the shooting.
One shooting.
Yeah. How many screens does a movie open up on here? I'm just going to quickly look at that. If it's like over 5,000, maybe. But, I can't seem to find it.
You know I'm right.
Yeah, I can't see it in any of the headlines, how many screens it opened on. I don't know. A lot of movies, a lot of budgets. Oh, here we go. Minecraft is about 3,400 locations. So I don't know. I don't like that odds right now.
There's multiple screenings, though.
I think that's
four
on
per
each
day.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's 3,400 locations. And some, like Dolphin's playing on two screens even a day. So
yeah,
you'd be looking at maybe like...
And one
like
in 10,000. One in... Yeah.
I went to Disney World.
That's
there.
In a day. That's one in 70,000. Come on.
Take those odds. Now, how many people get shot in the theater? Does the whole crowd get wiped out, or is just one person get grazed?
It's just mass. It's mass. You just have to roll the...
I shouldn't complain about the Dolphin Theater, though. I went to a 24-screen AMC in Disney World there in January. And you know how you hear, like, oh, man, movies these days are nothing but previews and commercials. And you're like, oh, it's not that bad. They had to do, like, 3 previews and, like, maybe 2 commercials. In the States at AMC, it is something different, let me tell you. There was 2... like commercials alone, at least 30 seconds talking about how you're in this laser theater and how good the color is, like at the start and then it before the movie again, just in case you forgot. It was really bad how many commercials there were. The Dolphin one, at least, it was me, Janelle, and Link. We walk in and we're like, hey, it's Wilder's commercial. And there's our other child that we neglected to bring up on the big screen. He's in a tourism Dolphin commercial.
Okay.
Yeah. Eating hot dogs and running around Northgate trails and stuff like that. And he got paid to be in it. He's going to be a child star, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where in Dauphin has hot dogs worth advertising? Or is it a...
Oh, it was like advertising Northgate trails, and it was, yeah, a cookout at the like at the bonfire area up there.
Okay, I'll take it.
So you got chamber bucks, $25. So he's deciding on what he wants to spend his money on. Go Beyond Games, perhaps. Perhaps FUD's Corner Store. Get a lot of candy for $25. Yeah, he's got some options there.
Right.
But, yeah. So I guess I shouldn't complain about how much commercials there are in front of Dauphin. Man, freaking Trevor, it's just where do you go? Stop doing a two-man show. I know we've done it before, but it's a little tougher there than we're used to.
Right. We had, you had your best thing. I'm now in a post 2025 Our Lady Peace Concert world, but
oh, nice!
That's gotta be an altogether.
Yeah, okay.
He would care too much.
What about Collective Soul? You get into that? Yeah. See, I'm just ruining this here. This is not going well.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they're not Canadian, I guess. That's that I learned.
Collective Soul? Yeah, no, they're from Georgia, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely are.
I should have went for like a... I wonder if Edwin's back in I Mother Earth or something like that. That would have been an appropriate opener. Danko Jones, perhaps. That's who opened up when I saw Our Lady Peace. No, I've seen Our Lady Peace twice.
But Collective Soul's got some hits. They must have come out really hot when they started.
Oh, yeah. No, they've got two big albums, one lesser big album. Well, that middle one, the self-titled one. Yeah, that's nothing but hits from front to back.
Yeah, they're storytelling. They just play in basketball in the yard and then get a call from record label. And then 10 minutes later, get a call from Steven Tyler to come out on tour.
Oh, yeah.
So the early 90s. To a fast start. Yeah.
Well, like whatever Hints and Allegations with Shine on it, that came out, and then the self-titled album came out with like Gel and The World I Know, in the River. That came out like 6 months later or something.
Ooh.
They're nothing special, but they sort of encapsulate 90s pop rock. Riffing, with guitar riffs, 90s pop rock. Absolutely. They're not grunge, they're not alt, they're pop.
They're a band.
Exactly. So. Yeah, no concert for me until Oasis in August. Coming up. You gonna buy a ticket to that?
I don't know. I really like just being at the hotel by myself. Are you going to dump your kids on me?
No.
Can I just be alone?
Stella's going to be there. Yeah. I did see a video. That stadium is being built. It's not completely fake. It's not done.
Yeah.
And Blackpink, the K-pop band, they're playing in July. So we'll hear if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know how my wife's going to survive a concert experience with you guys standing only for 50,000 people. Like,
yeah.
What are you going to be able to see?
She's tall.
A small stage, yeah. A very, very far away stage.
Yeah. You just got to sort of move where there's shorter people in front of you. Or maybe we're just going to face the crush head on and get right to the guardrail.
And then your
neck would be so cranked. Yeah, me and Janelle did for U2. We got row 2. And so no leaving, no bathrooms after that. Got to watch the fray open up and and stick around for you too. It was all worth it though when I smelt the leather shoes of Bono because he was that close. Come on, how do you think Bono smells? It was a good smell.
Very clean.
Irish Spring.
Can't say that.
God, this episode is terrible. You know, it's been like 2 months since we recorded. Do you think we'd have some material? Oh, we're just
at night, but
I've got a Mr. Mike's bracket ready to go. I've got like 16 new stupid catchphrases, but I'm thinking about saving it for episode 400 because that's what we did for episode 300. So, and what episode? Oh, new posters, new coasters, new menus. This is episode 391, so I might as well just save it for episode 400. There's some doozies in there. Yeah. And there's a chance we're all going to Mr. Mike's with Jamie, the fellow founder of this podcast there. Trevor will be busy with the jazz band, jazz festival. Like, how many festivals can this one town have? Choir festival, jazz festival. So I was talking to someone from Flin Flon. And they said we're talking about curling, and they're like, you know, a lot of the young teachers up there in Flin Flon, they just don't care about curling. They don't promote it enough, so curling's not as popular with the young people. I was like, yeah, come to think of it, the two teachers I know up there never don't give a damn about curling, actually. And he's like, who are they? Sounds like this guy's a girl are mad at these teachers. I was like, oh, it's Trevor and Lisa. Oh, I love those guys. Trevor's just touched the lives of everyone up there. Just everyone. Yeah. Doesn't matter who you talk to. Well beloved.
Beautiful.
So, do you have Netflix right now? Mine's on pause for the month.
I think I still do, but it's canceled. But
oh well, yeah.
I don't think it's done yet.
Yeah,
I don't think mine's done yet. So
just I don't know. As soon as I canceled it, I need it back. The Fen treasure that we've talked about for three different episodes.
Yes,
they made like a 4 or 7 part series about it.
Doc or story?
Doc. You'd rather see a dramatized version. Someone says good, a listener.
Yeah.
I just
need the truth that it's not real.
Oh, I'm pretty sure someone found it though.
We've been through this. It's not. Yeah. Sure, they found. Yeah, they found it after somebody died looking for it.
Yeah,
so you sort of had to find it.
You had to put it back, so we're just easy, just like in the middle of an open field, just helicoptered it. Get out! Come on!
Yeah,
good point. Definitely a possibility.
So yeah,
but all those I don't know. All those Netflix original shows there, they just ripping us off. The Watcher was a segment of mine that turned into a big Netflix show, and now The Fen Treasure turned into another big one. What about The Voyeur Hotel? That one was supposed to be a movie, but Hotel Voyeur Netflix. Oh yeah, it came out in 2017. Rick. Yeah, so that's like three big segments of mine, at least three big segments that have been turned into Netflix content. Like Dr. Chuck, there's not a 0% chance that the saga doesn't get turned into a Netflix show at this rate. It's not a 0% chance.
It's pretty low.
Pretty zero. It works better in an audio medium, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Call it a night.
Yes, I've got.
Hey, we turned it into
headache
something.
Developing. Yeah.
It wasn't good, but oh well. Yeah, we got something.
Really I started getting like a migraine, so I tried. I stayed.
All good. Perfect. Okay.
Oop, I'll go collapse.